Greetings, my friends. Welcome to the fourth edition of Divine Light Ignite. Today we are going to begin an adventure into chakras. If you've read any of Eastern philosophy, if you've done any yoga, if you've been into meditation, you'll definitely have encountered the concept of chakras. But what are they and how do they work? Well, we could speak for months about what they are, but really all of these words are superfluous unless you feel them. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to begin opening and feeling and working with, energetically, working with our chakras. We're going to do them one by one. But before we get into that, you know, I received a question about the piece of paper that I advised you to have with you, where you could, if your meditations were disturbed with thoughts, that you could write them down. And the question I received is it a good thing to have many things on your piece of paper at the end of a meditation, or is it a bad thing? These are the kinds of questions that drove Zen masters to come up with these koans. What is the sound of one hand clapping, as a means of teaching people the path to enlightenment? Because these are the kinds of questions that really actually just distract you and take you off of the path. It's neither a good thing nor a bad thing to have things written down. It's simply a technique. It's simply a method. It's a path towards. If you have a thought that is disturbing you and you are able to just write it down for your future self to look at, then you don't have to look at it now. So you just let it go. If you find you have many such items, things to be mindful of when you exit your meditation, well, then that's a good thing. Then you've given yourself a list of things that need to be looked after. If you find you had no thoughts arriving in your mind, then that's a good thing. You were able to spend that duration, 5 minutes, without having your mind be troubled. It's the same question I've previously received in meditation. Am I striving for mindfulness or mindlessness? You're not striving in meditation. You're being. You truly are being. It's just that we don't know how to be. Nobody teaches us. In fact, we're taught the opposite of being. You know, don't just sit there, do something. Or why are you staring out the window, you know, staring into nothingness? Get on with your work. These kinds of things. We have an idea, particularly in the West, but generally on the planet, that productivity is superior to stillness. And you don't just sit there, do something. Well, meditation is the opposite. Don't do something. It's just sit there. But okay. So one of the ways to really help us to sit here is to begin to engage with our own energy body. Just as you have this physical body, and just as I can say to you, raise your right hand and you can raise it, you have an energetic body, and I can say to you, open this chakra or move your energy there, or, you know, these kinds of things. So today we're going to begin with chakra work, and we are going to begin with, to my mind, what is undoubtedly the most important chakra, and it's the sacred inner heart chakra. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to begin to engage this sort of pranic breathing that we've been talking about, to begin to engage that. So find your posture. Once again, nice straight spine, whether you're lying back or sitting up. A straight spine is always good. It's if you're lying down, best to have your legs straight. Have your body open and straight. And then, as I say, begin this breathing. when you become more practiced at this breathing, when you've spent a little bit of time with it, become familiar with it, you will, I'm sure, find that it immediately centers you, grounds you, relaxes you, calms you, brings you into your body. And so once you've engaged a good few cycles of this breath, I'd like you to begin to become aware, while you continue to breathe, become aware of your physical heart beating in your chest, particularly in the pauses between the breaths, is a good place to really feel. And now begin to breathe prana again into your heart. Bring the cool freshness into the heart muscle, that healing, energizing, relaxing quality is suffused into the heart muscle. And perhaps you notice that your heart rate gently, slowly begins to decrease. And you'll notice your body beginning to relax in sympathy with your heart rate decreasing. Your veins and arteries begin to relax and dilate. And healing energy can move around in your body in accordance with your body's design. And so with this deepening of your relaxation, I invite you to become conscious in the center of the center of the center of your being. There is a non-local place. You can't point at it, you can't find it. It cannot be operated on by a surgeon. It's a non-local place because it's not in this world. But there is a place that you can reach for in the center of your being where you connect with the divine, with whatever you wish to label the divine. God, eternity, source, oneness, divine self. You connect with this principle in the center of your being. I'd like you to feel for that place. To me, it feels like it is somehow hidden inside the middle of my heart. I'd like you to feel where it is for you. It is the place where source energy comes from. Source energy is unconditional love. Love beyond anything that your mind can comprehend. Love beyond anything that you can feel whilst incarnated. Unconditional love. With gratitude, you allow that sacred inner heart chakra to open. Feel. Feel your heart saying thank you. Feel your willingness to receive abundantly, to receive overwhelmingly. Just be willing. Allow the energy to flow. Now, you might very well have blocks that you can now perceive in your heart chakra. We all do. Whether you perceive them or not is the question. Whether you can feel a limitation on this flow of divine source energy or not. Well, that depends on where you are at. I don't know where you're at. But we all have blockages there. We have to have blockages there. You see, on that side of the blockage, layers and layers of blockage, is the eternal divine being, that which you truly are. On this side of the blockage is the mortal being, the ego being, that which you're pretending to be for the duration of this lifetime. The blockage is what allows the separation. Accept that there is blockage. It is fine. It's all perfect. Just allow this unconditional love to flow. It flows around, it flows through, it just flows. Allow it to flow into your heart chakra. Allow the divine self to love this present mortal self. Receive that love into your inner heart chakra. And now it's up to you. You can decide to open your eyes briefly and start your stopwatch and sit for 5 minutes. You don't have to. You can also just do it for as long as you feel. But you can sit for 5 minutes and simply allow your heart, your mortal human heart, your heart chakra, to be bathed in unconditional love from God. To just receive. That's all you're doing. Allowing yourself to receive. And as you receive, so you also begin to gently melt some of the blockages in your inner heart. Breathe prana there and breathe out what needs to be released. Be with that for the next 5 minutes, and I will see you again in the next session.